It's 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden's been in touch with Hawaii's governor and says whatever the state needs, it'll get.
You always hear this phrase, and I've done so many disasters in my career, it's almost hollow. Our prayers, our thoughts and prayers with the people of Hawaii, but not just our prayers. Every asset they need will be there for them.
Mr. Biden says he plans to visit soon, but won't disrupt recovery efforts with hundreds still missing. Former President Trump and 18 others have to turn themselves in by next Friday to face elections charges in Georgia. CBS legal contributor David Becker.
This RICO racketeering charge is the one that unites all 19 defendants. It's the one thing that all of them are charged with. It's a very serious charge. It comes with it mandatory jail time if it's proven in a court of law and these defendants are convicted.
But Trump's not fazed. He plans to hold a press conference Monday. He says will exonerate him. North Korea says an American soldier who crossed its border last month has admitted to illegally intruding into the North to seek refuge. American Travis King was reportedly dodging assault charges for a bar fight in South Korea. The U.S. has been working to get him back home. Goodhue, Minnesota is not a very big town, but CBS's Matt Piper tells us its entire police department just quit.
Chief Josh Smith gave this warning just last month.
We got zero applicants and I have zero prospects. I've called every PD around to get for the youngest guys out there getting into the game. There's nobody getting into the game.
Smith told the city council they would not get prospects at $22 an hour and said he was tired of working 24/7. The officer's last day is next Thursday.
Studios have a new proposal for writers in Hollywood. KNX Radio's John Baird has the latest there.
The studio's latest proposal seems to touch on all the major issues, the ones raised by the WGA, things like staffing levels, the use of AI, which is big, transparency as far as streaming programs go, and how many hours people spend watching them, and a better than 20% increase in residuals for writers when their shows later appear on other networks.
Just call Hall of Fame quarterback Peyton Manning, Professor Manning. He's headed back to his alma mater, teaching communications at the University of Tennessee. Dean Joe Mazur.
He's about changing lives for our students and bringing the experience into the classroom. So it's going to be a great term.
Are you ready for it?
And Arizona State University is calling all Swifties to take a new class on the psychology of Taylor Swift's life and career. That class starts this fall as her tour heads overseas. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian? Never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance Agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent four times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number four.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Our Camp Randall live edition of the Luke Fickell Radio Show here from the south end zone at Camp Randall Stadium. Give yourself a round of applause out there. We are changing up the coaches show this year for tonight, obviously, and the week of home games. We will be here at Camp Randall. We have many of our closest friends invited guests to the University of Wisconsin, many of our corporate partners with Badger Sports Properties, longtime donors to the University of Wisconsin. It's great to have you here. We ordered great weather here. It's perfect here. I'm glad we're doing this on a Tuesday instead of last night. And we are underway with Coach Fickell's radio show as we hit, I guess, the midway point, training camp going on. They had a good scrimmage on Sunday, the first week down at Platteville. First, welcome to your radio show. Great to have I know you did this in Cincinnati. Great to have a crowd like this here in Madison, right?
I'm kind of curious. So this is the routine, right? I was going to be on a Wednesday night, right?
You will be on Wednesdays otherwise. Yes.
At home games, we're going to be in person.
Correct.
What's it going to be like late in the year if we're out here? Do we?
We will. We do? Bundle up.
Oh, I was going to say, like, this is what we're doing every week, huh?
We will adjust. We will call an audible when need be.
All right.
As you know, we have various levels to this part.
Okay, all right. Just
stadium.
Making sure. I was thinking that I was wondering if we're going to get the same crowd come late October if we're outside here on the patio.
You
here.
Never know. I did warn them. We got Brady Collins coming in, so stadium steps after the show tonight. So
he would be late October. He could heat it up pretty good, so I'm sure he could handle that.
Well, the most basic of questions, Coach, you mentioned 2 weeks into camp, first week down in Platteville. First, let's put a cap on that first week down at Platteville. I know when you were at UC, you took them off campus for a good portion of training camp. How did the week go? And I assume it's something you want to continue moving forward.
It was phenomenal, really. Platteville was awesome. They did a phenomenal job. Actually, I was walking out here, and one of the guys was walking down the steps, and I'm like, this is not, I didn't want to be here, but this was one of the reasons why it was great if we could have stayed there for like 20 days. Like, we'd completely gone, nothing else but just football. This is a little bit of a break at times, I understand, but it was unique. It was 7 days, but for 7 days, there was nothing else. I mean, there's not great cell service out in Platteville.
True.
we had told them there was no curfew one night, and they kind of chuckled because I wasn't sure exactly what they were going to do. And then we have like a player of the night, and so we say, okay, you can pick a local restaurant, and we'll go get you something. I think there was a Culver's.
There was.
Maybe a Taco Bell. And
correct.
I think there was a Dunkin' Donuts someplace, but I think it was closed by the time we were. So there wasn't a whole lot of options, but it was great. They did a phenomenal job at taking care of us. The weather was great, but it gave us a chance to be away. And the guys just, there's nothing else to do. So they're having a snack at night and they're not going back to their apartments. They're all sitting down there until we, you know, tell them, hey, it's time to roll upstairs at 10:30, 10:45 at night. And so they just hang out so much more. Hey, no phones in the meal room, just so that you have to talk, you have to communicate, just by nature, just things that organically happen when you're away. You just can't do that here. I mean, we'll do some different things, but you know, tonight we'll let them go at 8 o'clock, 8:30. And you know, I mean, they're back at their own apartments. They're away from each other, where they were living in a dorm and all hanging out down there and eating together every morning. So there was a lot of convenience to it, but there was a lot of work to be done, and but a lot of bonding that I think that is a little bit more unique.
So something in a perfect world next year, you would like to do it longer if possible, right, than a week?
I would. I mean, yeah, their team was coming in, so there wasn't a chance to stay a little bit longer, but it was amazing how many guys kind of had said that, like, Coach, we would love to stay here a little longer. And you get a little bit longer, then they would say, okay, it's time to go home. But I think that by nature, they actually enjoyed it. They enjoyed, you know, the time that they had to spend together. And when somebody takes care, they did a phenomenal job out there. And like I said, our weather was like this every day. We were practicing. It was 73, 74 degrees in the morning. There was a little bit of a breeze. And it was really unique. They had really nice meeting space for us and things like that. So I know it was really good for me and for us as a coaching staff too, because we spent a lot more time together as well. And I think that's what we need as we move forward, as we get to know each other better and better.
Yeah, big round of applause to the athletics director, Dr. Christina Navarro, down at Platteville. Ryan Muntz, the first-year head coach. He's been in the program. This is his 17th year down there. So it was great for the guys. And on the field, a lot of good work done, right? I mean, the structure of training camp is different from your days, right? I know Mac and I have talked about that too. Like, two-a-days are no longer, but don't mistaken that with thinking that it's an easy ride, because the days are still, these guys are full from sun up to sundown and then some, right?
I think we're wiser in a lot of ways, right? I mean, it's still 18 to 22-year-olds have to do things in person. They have to, you know, be physically doing things, I think, to learn better. I think we try to take the NFL model, but I think when you're talking about 23, 24, 25, I mean, the true pros, a 2.5-hour meeting, I think they get a lot out of it. I think it's harder for our younger guys to get as much out of those meetings. So the model that we have to go to is, now you can only have a one a day, but you can have walkthroughs later at night. So we do basically the same work that we did when we were in school, meaning you're doing a 2-a-day, but you're just doing it a little bit different. At night, you're not in any equipment, you're not hitting anybody, but you're trying to find that same tempo, that you're still working, you're still sweating, you're still challenging yourself mentally, but just without the physicality, because we know a lot more about you know, the bodies and what it is that we need to do, and you know, the what you need to get them to eventually be able to perform. But there is no, it's not like there's a difference in time. I mean, the same amount of time that we put in, whether we were doing 2-a-days or 3-a-days, that they said it when we were in school, it's still the same taxing, I think, on them. It's just physically maybe not as much on their body. Mm-hmm. But the mental side of things, they're still, believe me, after 7 days there, after, you know, 14, 18, 20 days of camp, they will be completely drained, whether they did one practice a day or three, like they did when Mac was in school way before me.
Way before you, yeah. Now, there's still, as we mentioned, we all know it's the middle of August here, but if you can circle back to the first spring practice, what you saw out of your group, to where it is now, how would you describe the difference?
Yeah, it's night and day. And I think that's more so just understanding the expectations of when you walk on the field, that, you know, this is the tempo that which we're going to go at. And, you know, you could say, well, in spring they were a little bit out of shape. Well, I think once you understand, once you kind of get used to the tempo, look, we don't condition. The old school days, right, and you're done with practice, okay, line up, now we're going to do conditioning. Well, we don't ever have to do that, just because the nature, the tempo that which we, you know, we practice with and the things that we do. So I think more than anything, they've got a greater understanding of what the expectations are, you know, as we go through practice. Obviously, the game has grown. I mean, they understand schematically what we're doing offensively a lot better. They understand schematically what we're doing defense. Maybe that's a little bit different, but mostly they understand kind of the tempo, the intensity, and what the expectations are throughout the entire practice. And that's really, really noticeable, even being there with them every single day.
One of the things that I think the media covering this group, I'm one of them, obviously, the way you start practice, the one-on-ones, it could be the receiver against a DB, it could be lineman. Tell us your philosophy with that, when that started to be part of a Luke Fickell run practice.
Well, it starts in the opening, in the meeting, too. There's always a competition to start pretty much whatever it is that we do. And, you know, competitive spirit is a culture of a program. So everything that we do, we try to talk about competing. And when your number's called, you got to be ready to perform. And so at any point in time, we could kind of just throw something down and make it a competition. And really, I try to say there are no such thing as lose. We only talk about the winners, right? I mean, we don't say there's a winner and there's a loser. We say there's a winner, you know, and then there's someone who didn't win. But the idea is, put the ball down, compete. You can't worry about being afraid to be put out in front of the whole entire team. So it starts off usually sometimes the wide receivers. We eventually like to get to the big guys. And and then at the night meeting, usually I've watched it and figured out who I think won. And then we'll call up a guest, analyst, and they have to kind of judge it. Basically, if it's a one-on-one, they have to make the call, and the team's all yelling at them. And usually if I think the offense has won, I'll bring up somebody that's tied to the defense. So then they're pulling at their heartstrings, and they're looking at them like, you work with us, and you chose the offense. So it kind of creates light of it, but it also shows the competitive spirit in everything we do.
The other thing that you mentioned, and you've mentioned it multiple times, I guess, but in training camp, I think fans are saying, what's going to be the difference with what you see now compared to past years? You've had a big emphasis on playing with emotion. If I'm getting the quote right, play with emotion, but don't lose your emotion. Yeah. You take us through what you mean by that?
Emotion is necessary, obviously, but playing with emotion, but don't be emotional. And I think there's a definite difference. And when you become emotional, you lose really your sense of what you're supposed to do, right? But when you play, the game is played with emotion. If you don't have emotion, it's really tough to play this game. And so we don't want to pull guys away. We got guys that are emotional players. They have that energy, and we don't want to stymie it. We don't want to take it away. We want you to play with emotion, but we want you to get over that point where you become emotional and you can't control yourself. And that's when you see things, whether it's fights, personal fouls, things like that, that by nature you could say happen. And usually they happen later in camp because the mind starts to, get tired. And when that happens, it becomes a lot more emotional than playing with emotion. So we try to make sure we find that balance. We try to push it to the edge and create that competition and make it, very competitive and want you to play with that emotion. But now being able to have the discipline to understand that there's a difference when you go over the top and then you can't perform.
We will take a break. We have more to come. Again, Brady Collins, the Director of Strength and Conditioning for Football, will join us a bit later in the show. This is the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall Live Edition. We're back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader. Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools.
At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. This is the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall Live Edition. As we mentioned, if you're just checking us out, we'll tell you again that we will be here for a Camp Randall Live Edition before the week of every home game. These shows will air this year on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock across the Badger Network. Of course, the opener. It's getting closer. I know Coach Fickell is probably worried about maybe whatever they got to take care of tonight and practice tomorrow, but the Buffalo Bulls will be here before you know it. And we'll get into that game more on August 30th when we meet again. Well, we've gone like 15 minutes, and I haven't asked you about quarterbacks. So we'll ask you about quarterbacks. How's it gone for Tanner Mordecai, Braden Locke, and that entire room? But beginning, obviously, with Tanner.
No, it's gone well. And I think that if you have seen a growth, that you talk about spring ball, I think that's one of the first places outside of just the tempo and understanding schematically what everybody's kind of doing and where they're going. I would say that position in particular, you know, Tanner's a well-rounded guy, meaning he's been in some different systems. He's kind of been through this in the sense that he's a sixth-year guy. So, you know, even in the spring, I think he was still feeling his way around about it. But I think he's got a real uniqueness to him. He is a leader, and he's done it in a really, really good way, meaning he's walked in the door here and kind of embraced everything Wisconsin, but really kind of embraced everybody within that locker room and understanding that just because he may be the quarterback, that doesn't grant him, you know, any type of right of being a leader. And he earned the respect of everybody. And I would imagine as we, you know, get a little bit further and closer towards the game time, we will see that. Not that just he's, you know, listed as the starter, but even, you know, from his peers and things like that. He's got a great grasp of the offense. He is a very aggressive guy, and he is an ultra competitor.
Yeah, you mentioned, I think, in the spring, too, because he had a good spring. The spring game, I know there were some throws he would have wanted to have back. But you mentioned even after that session, his demeanor doesn't change dramatically. And I would imagine for any player, but most notably a quarterback, that's something that you're looking for beyond the obvious of raw talent.
No, it is. It is. And because everybody sees him, whether it's the people in the crowd, the people on the sidelines see him. And so I think that's a uniqueness of a quarterback. But when you've got confidence in yourself, you can kind of be able to handle those things. And I think that's going through what he's all been through from Oklahoma to SMU and through the ups and the downs. Not everything's been handed to him, right? It hasn't gone as smooth. And if you had asked him maybe coming out of high school to draw up how it's going to go, I don't think he got anything any bit the way that he said he was going to go. But in the long run, that's what makes you who you are. And I think by going through all of that, it's allowed him to be able to handle some of those tougher situations, whether you're throwing a pick or things don't go well. There's a competitive spirit behind him and everybody, but understands that there's so many other people that are watching and he has an effect on that he's got to be able to handle it the right way.
That whole room and talking to these guys, it's really impressive. And I have to remind myself that somebody like Braden Locke is a redshirt freshman. You know, he was at Mississippi State last year, but if you ever have the chance to talk to him or any number of guys on this team, he comes off as older, as more mature. He's got a presence about him, doesn't he?
No, he does. I think that group in general, and it's great when you've got somebody that you can watch and learn from. That's the great thing about where Tanner is and what he's been through. That, you know, if those guys don't take that into consideration, meaning like they're competing with him and their job is to beat him out and by the end of the year be the guy. But if they don't recognize all the things that he does and how he does them, then they're going to miss out because nobody wants to go through everybody else's ups and downs, right? So you got to learn from those guys in front of you. And that's where Braden is probably head and shoulders above the other guys in the room right now, is just recognizing, understanding that
And you can see how much he's grown through it, where, you know, the younger guys are still kind of seeing that as they are a competitor. And it's, at times you're like, well, I'm competing against him. I don't want to do what those guys do. When in reality, you can compete against somebody, but incredibly learn from them too. So that's a little bit more what Miles and Nick and those guys got to continue to do throughout this process, throughout the entire season, is learn while they compete of all the things that he does and what he's been through.
The one thing, just from with layman's eyes, I don't know if I've seen receiver depth of talent like I see with this team right now. Either you guys like Chimray DK, who've been here, Skylar Bell, we got to know him a little bit last year, going into the transfer portal. You say it seems six deep, but if for some reason you needed a seventh, you could be okay with that too. Am I seeing that right with what you're developing there?
No, it is. And I think... So Chim is our leader, and we know that. And Skyler obviously has been here and has performed and has done it too. But there's nothing that has made them better than even the addition of some new guys. And where even when we walked in the door, I watched Chim through the entire bowl practice and all of that, and I could tell he was a leader. He was a mature guy. But then to watch him through the winter and then through the spring to continue to raise his level, and I mean the physicality, the size, the speed. Yes, it's because of the weight room and just training, and that obviously helps. But I think it's the competition. I think it's the competitive spirit. It's the guys around him that, you know, that walked in the door from, you know, Will Pauling to Bryson Green. I mean, just, you know, to CJ, all those guys as additions, you kind of threw them into a room and uniquely and luckily for us, they're all really, really good kids, meaning they care about each other. So they push and compete with each other. And I don't think anybody's kind of grown as much as even Chim and Skyler have through the last 6-8 months. And it's not because of me or Coach Collins or anything, but it's because the addition of some more guys has just made that room so competitive that those guys, I tell you, there's the most noticeable difference, I think, in the whole team.
You mentioned Bryson Green. He was at Oklahoma State, and injury held him out of spring ball. So really his first chance to meet with the media came a few days ago, and he did something that I'm not sure I recall a student-athlete ever doing. It's a probably 10 to 12 reporters, you know, television, writers, et cetera. Bryson had an opening statement. He introduced himself to everybody. Hello, everybody. I'm Bryson Green. I'm from, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was at Oklahoma State last year. And within seconds, I think he had everybody out of, you know, just eating out of the palm of his hands. I mean, and I think what you'll notice on Saturday, he's a strong kid. 50-50 balls might be in term only. He may get more than his share, right?
He was out of bounds on that one, though.
Was he?
Yeah.
Defensive guy.
I asked him afterwards, and he had said he thought he was in, but he knew deep down inside he was out. But he is a and that's where right now. I mean, we are very fortunate. There's a guy that we knew for maybe 3 or 4 days, right? As you did this process, and that's not the process that anybody out here wants to, you know, hire somebody and, you know, meeting them for, you know, a couple hours and you know, knowing them for 3 days or something. But what we thought we were getting. I mean, just a high end, very high character. We know he can play football. It's easy to pop up the tape and see, but he's even a better teammate and he's a competitor. And you're right, he is different. He's a guy that is very, very physical and will provide a lot of different things for us, and that's the uniqueness, I think, to that whole group.
I feel like I should talk defense in a moment, but I've also gone nearly half of this show and not mentioned number zero. Speaking of difference, Braylon, and he's one of the freaks, by the way, a guy named Bruce Feldman, who writes for The Athletic and released his list of freaks in college football. Stunning development here. I'm glad you're all seated. Braylon's one of them. And he talked about, this will be a great topic for Brady. Braylon openly talked about how his body fat percentage is like 8% now, which is stupid. You know, 245 pounds, bigger but leaner. And you've noticed probably a difference in him, in any number of guys, right? From
no, he is. But him in particular has you know, I'll say rededicated because I don't know what he was before, but like has taken another level of dedication to what he wants to do with his body. And it's noticeable, right? I mean, he is very strict in how he's eating. So that combined with, you know, just even the training and things like that, he is at another level. And I'm excited to see him play. You know, everybody's kind of curious. And at times in practice, if you're there, it is different because the nature of maybe what he has done, you know, other days or the other last couple years in practice, I'm sure he got the ball an enormous amount of times. And as you're developing what we're doing, we have a really good feeling that we can run the football. So in the development in practice, there is more throwing probably done. I'm sure we'll get a question or two about, you know, hey, well, how much are you going to throw? How much are you going to run? Like, and I think that's where some of the things with Braylon, you know, in a practice, you don't get to feel it as much. But when it does happen and when we go into situations where there's a scrimmage, in the spring game last year, we were live in the first half, and I said that he was not allowed to carry the football. Like, there are some stipulations we put on it that not everybody knew, and even Braylon probably would get upset about it. But look, we know what he can do, and so other things we've been trying to do. So he is on par. He is on pace. I'm excited to see, come September 2nd, what really he can bring just with energy and emotions by running the football.
And Chez Malusi, obviously, us fans have had a chance to watch him the last couple of years. And third spot could be a little bit by committee. You got some options there, right?
Yeah, no, we do. I think that if we were to go to that, I don't know, Jackson Akers is done a really, really, really good job. And, you know, Cade Iacomelli is another guy that fits in there. And then we got a young little skinny back that we kind of relabel them. They're not used to skinny backs here at University of Wisconsin. So hopefully by the time we start really talking about him, he won't be the skinny back anymore. But it is a really good group that is going to, we're going to need him big time. I know that.
Yeah, not to name names, but it's like 80 miles down the road from the Milwaukee area. He can move a little bit, right? He can move a little bit.
Yeah, yep. He's done a really good job, and I'm excited to see him continue to grow.
All right, we will take a break. More to come. We'll check in with Brady Collins a bit later. More to come on the Luke Fickell Show. Camp Randall live on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Todd Allbush Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 85. Overcast skies. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, Cam Brandle live edition. I think it's the earliest start date for a coach's show we ever had, because there is a little excitement, I think, about this team this season and beyond. Speaking of excitement, he just had the line of the night. I'll repeat it for you as we welcome in the director of football strength and conditioning. Warm welcome to Brady Collins, if you will. We started to put the headphones on him. He said, "I don't need that. You can say what you need to say. We were just talking a couple minutes ago about the freaks list that Bruce Feldman, the writer, I think he does some stuff for Fox Sports as well. But every year he has the 101 biggest athletic or most athletic freaks in college football. Surprise, surprise, Braylon Allen is in that list. You might contest he's listed at number 34. Maybe he would rate a little better than that, but he describes himself as bigger but leaner, 245 pounds. His body fat went from 11% to 8%. He's always been a big, strong kid, but he's noticeable change in him and any number of guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take offense. I think we should have more on that list, but that's okay. You know, we'll prove it out there on the field. Really developed a relationship with him, and he bought into the way that we trained, and I didn't really give him a for sure weight. I said, look, I want you to be the healthiest you've ever been. I want you to be the fastest, the strongest. And, you know, I even told him, I said, nobody cares what you bench and squat. It's, you know, how healthy can you be? How physically, mentally tough to do what it is you do out there? And, you know, he did really good. He put on good lean mass, and he looks good, and he's going to play even better.
Kind of a strength and conditioning 101 question here, because every staff has a philosophy. With your guys under you, it's less Olympic lifting, right? Can you paint that picture, what the difference is, what you have your guys do as opposed to Olympic lifting?
Yeah, I mean, there's Olympic variations in our program. I'm just not stuck to, hey, we're going to use the barbell for this main exercise movement. Like, you could do X, Y, and Z that gets the exact same thing out of that movement in a quicker, faster, more intense, you know, purpose. So, you know, we really emphasize that total body, you know, training through all phases of motion. And just understanding that, you know, like I said, we're not developing like weightlifters. If so, I'd be working at Westside Barbell in someone's gym. But, you know, we're developing football players, the most violent, physical, greatest game in the world. So, you know, the impact's going to be high. The intensity's going to be high. And we just really stress the effort and, you know, full range of motion and all those things.
Anybody who has witnessed a practice will see Coach Fickell and Coach Collins together on the field. I mean, it becomes inseparable, right? Does it not, Luke? I mean, you and Brady and just being on the same page, what you want, what Brady's going to go have his guys do. It's a very, very important hire, and you had him at Cincinnati.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I told him from the get-go I wasn't coming if he wasn't going. And it's just, I mean, there's a lot that we do within our program, and so much of it is done within the weight room. And he just said it. Some guys are about, you know, weightlifting, and then some guys are about numbers. And what we're about, whether, you know, I'm a defensive coach or I'm an offensive coach, or we're about building football players, whether that's in the classroom, that's on the football field, that's in the weight room. And we have the same philosophy. We want to do the same things, and uniquely we speak the same language. And when you do that and you've got alignment, I think it gives guys an opportunity to grow. And if you ask what in 6 years, what's the best thing we did, you know, at our time in Cincinnati, I'd say it was develop players. And I mean that because we're on the same page, we're speaking the same language, we're very consistent in how we do things and how he does things. And I think in that case, you give 18 to 22-year-olds a greater chance to grow. It's not what exercise exactly they're doing, but it's how they do them, the mindset that which they do them with, and the intensity which they do them with.
Well, anybody who follows social media, and I'm trusting a fair amount of you do, leading up to the 4th of July weekend, something new to us, but not new to you, Brady, is this thing called Squat Fest. how did that enter your mind to have your guys go through something like that?
I mean, it just started a long time ago. You know, I'm always thinking of creative things. You know, I always want the weight room to be the kids' sanctuary. There's going to be a lot of stresses that they have in their life, whether it's, you know, on the field, in academics, in family, social life, all those things. And, you know, I always tell them this is the only time you truly have to maximize yourself, like mentally, physically, all those things. So, you know, I always love saying too, you know, the bar will never lie to you. Like 45 pounds, they're going to weigh 45 pounds. Like, and coach says it all the time, like the real world will lie to you. And so it just started as an idea one day back in the day that it was your, you know, heavy squat day. And like I said, it started with like, you know, just some signs that we put up and some lights. And then like the next year, I was like, we got to make it bigger. And then the next year, we got to make it bigger. And it just kept getting bigger, bigger, and bigger. And then when we got here, I was like, all right, it's got to be like the best I've ever seen. And, you know, credit to everybody that helped and involved, and to the kids, it was awesome.
And having a lot of the former players come back, too. Like, Joe was back here, right? Joe Thomas. Matt Bernstein, I think, fell in love with this place. So I think he wants to squeeze another year of eligibility. But that was an important part of
it. They use a fullback a whole lot, but we could use him, I promise. Matt, we got a few shots for you.
Yeah, that was good. But that's an important part of what you want to do, too, get those guys involved.
Well, and what they do, I mean, yes, it's a squat, but it's the most unique thing, meaning, like, you can have the hardest hour and 25-minute workout that you can think of, but yet make it as much fun as you possibly can. We all know that's unique, and that's not the easiest thing to do, right? Is to get people to want to like do the hardest hour and 20 minutes, but then be so excited about it, have so much fun doing it. So there's many different ways of doing things. We get plenty of work, or they get plenty of work done that day, but there's a lot of other things that we see from it too. There's a lot of bonds that are created, and when you get to those most stressful situations and times, you might have saw some of the nice squats, but there's a lot more to it that are very difficult, but makes those guys have to struggle together. And it's a very unique thing that I kind of try to plan my whole vacation around it. I say, okay, now when's Squat Fest going to be? Because I do not want to miss it. I want to make sure I can see there, because there's a lot of things as a coach you can evaluate about what goes on that day, between bonds, between, you know, what kind of guys you really got when they get into that moment where it gets really dark and really close to the edge. You find out a lot.
I get the impression of players, they walk in there not knowing what they're in store for. You wake up at like 2 in the middle of the night and say, yeah, maybe I'll do this to these guys today. Is that how that works?
A lot of times, yeah. Some things do just kind of come to you like that. I mean, you know, you got to have a plan. And we, you know, I get with my staff and we always have a plan for the day and the following day and all that things and how we progress and what we're amping up for and when to, you know, pull back and, you know, kind of undulate and rebuild back up. But a lot of times, yeah, my guys would be like, man, where did you think of that? And I was like, I just did. So
we will take a break. We're visiting, obviously, with head coach Luke Fickell and director of strength and conditioning Brady Collins. This is the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall Live Edition. Back in a moment on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford Tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Radio Show, our first of the season. We'll pick it up again on Wednesday, August 30th. Another Camp Randall Live edition coming up. Show will be on Wednesday nights this year from 7 till 8 o'clock. Home opener getting close 2.5 weeks away with Buffalo coming to town. Kind of a get-to-know-you question here, Brady. I know a lot of fans have been reading up and keeping tabs as much as possible, but give us a feel of your background and what got you into this line of work.
Yeah, I think I was one of those that kind of knew what they wanted to do at a young age. And it started in high school. I mean, I fell in love with weight training, you know, what it did for me on the field and off. And, you know, I was bitten by the iron bug. And I was fortunate to have someone that, you know, helped our high school that was kind of like our strength coach. And then he kind of took me under his wing. And, you know, I'm 17, 18 years old, and I'm training at a Gold's Gym, like, on Sunday nights, like, with these massive human beings. I'm like, whoa. But I didn't want to do all that other stuff. I just knew that I wanted to be around football and doing strength conditioning. And so when I went to college, that was my major that I pursued. And, you know, just, again, fell in love with it, devoted, you know, did everything I could to intern, volunteer, get my foot in the door, and then work my way up. And, you know, it's been a hell of a ride. And, you know, you always say, you know, work shouldn't be something that you just do. It's what you love, and I love what I do.
Give us an idea of, I'll call it a typical day. I think it's kind of different line of work that you're in. When does it start? Because I get the impression you are up at like 4:30.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's, it can vary, but
it starts a quick trip. Go ahead.
It does start a quick trip.
Always. That little quick trip plug. That's good.
It's the best coffee in the world and breakfast sandwiches. Even though my wife gets on me and says they're unhealthy, I don't think they are. So.
Oh, now they're good for your protein.
It is. A good carb to protein ratio. You're right.
There you go.
So, you know, if it's off season, you know, you're probably going to have a 6 a.m. lift. So, no doubt I'm up at 4, you know, get my quick trip coffee. I'm in the building by 4:15, 4:30, you know, depending on the construction and all this traffic going on, who knows now. But, you know, and then I just like having my time in the morning. You know, I'll play a little music, get my mind right, make sure my groups are set. I chart everything, like first set, second set, third set, fourth set, all their auxiliary movements, like everything, so I can properly progress them even more. And to give them that feedback, like, hey, last week you did 270 for 4, and then, like, they did 280 for 6 today. I'd be like, that's awesome, and they feed off that. So train all those, train the boys, you know, maybe get a bite to eat in there somewhere. Love going up and just talking with coach, you know, hey, how'd the day went, and tell him some things and all that stuff. And then, you know, as a staff, make sure we're good for the next day, if there's any issues, all that stuff. Go to bed and do it again.
I remember, excuse me for a moment, I remember Urban Meyer talked about that before one of the Big Ten championship games, where he would talk to Mickey Marotti, who you worked with obviously for a couple years, and he mentioned what a feel for a team you can get through the strength coach. There's a lot to be said for that, right, Luke?
There is. I mean, that, like he said, when he says it's kind of a sanctuary, like, those guys open up in a lot of ways down there because these guys deal with a lot of positive things. They make them work and they work hard, but they have a unique relationship with them. And so they have a different feel. I mean, that's half the things when he comes up at the end of the day. It's just tell me what you see. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you're hearing. And because a lot of guys do spend a lot more time in there, whether it's just sitting in their offices talking to them, whether it's how they worked, you can tell a lot of things, you know, when he works them out, he's got them individually. So, that group in particular has a unique, you know, kind of relationships, and they can tell you, they have the heartbeat, they can tell you the pulse of the whole entire team in the program.
Coach Fickell was talking about Tanner Mordecai a little while ago and how he jumped in on everything. And that included some of the winter conditioning stuff like the rope drill, where I think even you mentioned, Luke, that I don't know if I want my quarterbacks doing that, but he got right in the mix, right? He wasn't turning that down, right?
No, Tanner, I mean, from day one, he's been an absolute dog. Just, you know, competitive, as you know what, a tremendous leader. And he came in the right way, head down, earned the trust, respect of the guys in the locker room by just his work ethic. And, you know, it's unique for myself, I'm sure for Coach too, like, you know, we played against him. So I always said, even from a sideline, you know, you could get that vibe from him. Like, you could tell he had this swag, this confidence, this moxie to him. And then, you know, to come here and be a part of this right now, like, it's been special, and he's an unbelievable human being.
Somebody asked Coach Fickell this. We'll ask you the same thing. More of a personal, the family, Justin and Madison, has it been everything you hoped it would be here
so far? No, it is beautiful. I tell you what. I mean, the food's great. Family loves it. The people are amazing.
You like Quick Trip?
Love Quick Trip.
Yeah, gotcha.
Cheese curds, Spotted Cow, no doubt.
He's got it all. He does. Yeah. That is
there
true.
You go. Yeah.
That is true.
This whole cheese curds thing has been an education for both of you, huh?
Yeah, especially when I tried to live with some of those guys for the first couple of weeks. And between the pizzas and the cheese curds and the Spotted Cow.
Not the pizzas.
I had to move out after a while. I'm a little older than him, and every night it was Spotted Cows and stuff. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let you guys just kind of be about yourself, and I'm going to go find a place maybe I can be an older guy.
No comment from Brady, just a big old smile. I get it.
If they're listening, they help you replenish, so there you go.
exactly right. Thanks so much for joining us.
No problem.
Great to have you here. I always enjoy chatting with you. These are coaches will tell you, these guys are as important as it gets on college football staffs, what Brady and his entire strength and conditioning staff are doing. So let's give it up again for Brady as we get ready to go to break. We'll take one more break, back with a few more minutes with Coach Fickell right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show. We did not need the 7-second delay. It was totally clean. He was a kind of gentler Brady Collins, would you say, Luke?
Yes, it was. It was awesome. You got him at the end of the night. This is usually about bedtime. He forgot his routine of getting in the cold tub after that 4:30 coffee break that he has. I can't call him past like 9 o'clock because usually that means he's out. He's gone.
I'm trying to picture what that would have been like your first few weeks here, all you guys in the house. That maybe it's better that we don't try to picture.
No, it was unique. Like I said, that's when I got a lot of the tastes of Wisconsin. Ooh. You know, they were definitely, but they're young.
Sure.
You know, every night it was a new taste of Wisconsin, but always with some spotted cow. And I'm like, okay, after like 5 or 6 nights, I'm like, guys, I don't know if I can continue to do this. So,
yeah, it's something about like being in your 20s and 30s, and then when you're not, the bounce back becomes a little bit more of a challenge. At this point, it's sort of a serious question here as we get toward the end of the show here. Are you about at the point now, Luke, where you have a pretty good feel for what playing rotations can look like? Are you getting close to the scout team, or do you still need a little more time there maybe?
No, if you looked over our shoulder now, you'd see some guys that are doing a little bit of scout work mm-hmm. here right now. I think there's a little bit of that, like you want, even the guys, the freshmen that we may have mentioned, like you want them to go down there, you want them to experience some of that. It's kind of just out of respect for some of those things. But I think that this next 4 or 5 days will be a big telltale for us and where we are and expectations, going into week one. And then you also look at guys, like especially younger guys, and you say, okay, by week 5, where do you think they're going to be? Because that's when you're trying to determine some of those young guys and how much can we use them? Should we use them on some special teams? Do you think they become a redshirt guy? Who gets into the mix? And, so those things are consistent that you're planning for and trying to look ahead for.
Very good. Very good. It's a couple weeks away. But like I said a few minutes ago, it's really more about tomorrow's practice than it is zoning in on the Bulls yet, right?
It really is. I mean, and that we're very fortunate that we don't start school, mm-hmm. obviously, till the 6th of September. Yep. So they might not say that's real fortunate. We get to stay in camp mode, meaning that they're still on the field and they'll be on the field till 9 o'clock. Not tonight, but they'll be on the field till 9 or 9:15. It gives us a lot more time to be able to spend with them, to do some of these things that once school starts, you don't get an opportunity to do. And so we're going to take advantage of that. Our guys have got a great attitude about it, and that's what gives us the opportunity and the chance. That's why Coach Collins and having the pulse for the whole team, you can sense when they're starting to get to that point and knowing you got to shift gears a little bit.
All right, a little less than a minute. I purposely didn't go into the defense that much tonight. I want to wait. The next show, Mark Tauscher is going to join us, the former offensive lineman who has never committed a holding penalty ever in his mind, Luke. So
I'm sure he's going to have a few shots for me. I know that because I did put something out there against him, and I haven't got a retaliation yet, but I know it's coming.
He's saving it.
I'm sure he is.
He's on the phone with Vrabel right now. You can guarantee it. Tausch, of course, be my broadcast partner. Looking forward to that this fall. We will do this again on August 30th, 7 o'clock at Camp Randall Stadium. Our thanks to our producer, Aisha Jackson, our engineer, Dave McCann. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to Coach Collins, Coach Fickell, all you Badger fans. Let's do this again in a couple weeks. Good night on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 57. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 85 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Overcast tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 61. Mid-70s Thursday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms, upper 70s Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.